Many of you may know Nate and Laura Klontsch. Some of you, a lot of you may not, as they are members of Grace Bible Church and have been in training for the past 2 years with the goal of reaching remote tribes with the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're going to do this by translating the language of the tribe into the written word. We recently received a newsletter from them. I wish I could read it in its entirety. Nate writes beautifully, and he appears to be very open, and it lets you into his inner thoughts. But you can read it for yourself at nateandlaura.com. For now, I'll just summarize and read the last two paragraphs. The Lord seems to be working in their hearts, and they're coming to the reality of what it means to be missionaries to a remote tribe. When they left here, they thought of being a missionary like any other vocational ministry, just in a different country. That, of course, is changing. They seemed to be beginning to experience some of the isolation many missionaries go through and are learning to rely on God. Here's the last two paragraphs of their letter. Currently, it's as though Laura and I have taken a flight over a Mount Everest of task. We've seen the goal. We've seen the reward. Yet we've seen the long and sometimes treacherous path it will take to get us there. We've seen the side trails that could lead us away. We've seen the narrow edges that only a dependence on God can get us past. It's not like we've viewed the task in proper perspective of God's goodness and faithfulness. Rather, we viewed it and pray that God will embrace us tightly, knowing that anything else will result in regret. The task of reaching an unreached people group is huge, but it's still a year and a half away. I want to do everything I can now to cherish the relationships I have right now. But as I told my mom a few days ago, I'm not good at relationships. I wish I knew how to easily maintain conversations with our church, family, and friends. We don't hear from many people these days, so it can be hard at times to win the battle in our minds that we're not doing this alone. This is the cost we're confronting now. Although it's the furthest from the truth that we would be doing this alone, it is very realistic that our closest relationships will take a major hit. As we grasp at straws to have a relationship that we can hold on to as we cross overseas, we're being constantly confronted with the painful reality that we really can't take anything with us. So much the more, we are growing to understand that God is that relationship we should be grasping at. These are specific ways you can pray for us to have more courage and strength to maintain distant relationships and to become convinced of our desperate need to have God as our closest relationship. Nate and Laura. You can keep up with Nate and Laura at nateandlaura.com. Please go to their website. You can read all of their newsletters. And if you want to, and you think of them and you pray for them, you can shoot them a quick email at njklontsch@gmail.com. Now let's take just a moment and pray for these specific tasks, requests that they have. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your servants, Nate and Laura. We thank you that we can have a part in their ministry. We thank you, Lord, that they're members here at Grace. We pray, Lord, that we will be able to maintain close relationships with them, that they will be able to maintain close relationships with us. And, Lord, that we will be able to serve and pray for them and do whatever we can to help. And, Father, Lord, we pray that as they draw closer to you, that, Lord, that they will learn to love you more. Lord, build that relationship that really matters, that relationship that they have with you. We ask, Lord, that you will be with them, that you will let them know that we are here, that we are praying for them, and that we love them deeply. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.